The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Part 21. Book 3, the 25th chapter, The Basis of Firm Peace of Heart and True Progress. The Voice of Christ. My child, I have said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. All men desire peace, but all do not care for the things that go to make true peace. My peace is with the humble and meek of heart. Your peace will be in much patience. If you hear me and follow my voice, you will be able to enjoy much peace. The Disciple. What then shall I do, Lord? The Voice of Christ. Watch yourself in all things, in what you do and in what you say. Direct your every intention towards pleasing me alone, and desire nothing outside of me. Do not be rash in judging the deeds and words of others, and do not entangle yourself in affairs that are not your own. Thus it will come about that you will be disturbed little and seldom. Yet never to experience any disturbance or to suffer any hurt in heart or body does not belong to this present life, but rather to the state of eternal rest. Do not think, therefore, that you have found true peace if you feel no depression, or that all is well because you suffer no opposition. Do not think that all is perfect if everything happens just as you wish. And do not imagine yourself great or consider yourself especially beloved if you are filled with great devotion and sweetness. For the true lover of virtue is not known by these things, nor do the progress and perfection of a man consist in them. The Disciple. In what do they consist, Lord? The Voice of Christ. They consist in offering yourself with all your heart to the divine will, not seeking what is yours, either in small matters or great ones, either in temporal or eternal things, so that you will preserve equanimity and give thanks, both in prosperity and adversity, seeing all things in their proper light. If you become so brave and long-suffering in hope that you can prepare your heart to suffer still more, even when all inward consolation is withdrawn, and if you do not justify yourself as though you ought not to be made to suffer such great things, but acknowledge me to be just in all my works, and praise my holy name, then you will walk in the true and right path of peace. Then you may have sure hope of seeing my face again in joy. If you attain to complete contempt of self, then know that you will enjoy an abundance of peace, as much as is possible in this earthly life. The 26th chapter. The excellence of a free mind gained through prayer rather than by study. The Disciple. It is the mark of a perfect man, Lord, never to let his mind relax in attention to heavenly things, and to pass through many cares as though he had none, not as an indolent man does, but having by the certain prerogative of a free mind no disorderly affection for any created being. Keep me, I beg you, most merciful God, from the cares of this life, lest I be too entangled in them. Keep me from many necessities of the body, lest I be ensnared by pleasure. Keep me from all darkness of mind, lest I be broken by troubles and overcome. I do not ask deliverance from those things which worldly vanity desires so eagerly, but from those miseries which, by the common curse of humankind, oppress the soul of your servant in punishment, and keep him from entering into the liberty of spirit as often as he would. My God, sweetness beyond words, make bitter all the carnal comfort that draws me from love of the eternal and lures me to its evil self by the sight of some delightful good in the present. Let it not overcome me, my God. Let not flesh and blood conquer me. Let not the world and its brief glory deceive me, nor the devil trip me by his craftiness. Give me courage to resist, patience to endure, and constancy to persevere. Give me the soothing unction of your Spirit rather than all the consolations of the world, and in place of carnal love, infuse into me the love of your name. Behold, eating, drinking, clothing, and other necessities that sustain the body are burdensome to the fervent soul. Grant me the grace to use such comforts temperately, and not to become entangled in too great a desire for them. It is not lawful to cast them aside completely, for nature must be sustained, but your holy law forbids us to demand superfluous things, and things that are simply for pleasure, else the flesh would rebel against the spirit. In these matters, I beg, let your hand guide and direct me, that I may not overstep the law in any way. The 27th chapter. Self-love is the greatest hindrance to the highest good. The voice of Christ. My child, you should give all for all, and in no way belong to yourself. You must know that self-love is more harmful to you than anything else in the world. In proportion to the love and affection you have for a thing, it will cling to you, more or less. If your love is pure, simple, and well-ordered, you will not be a slave to anything. Do not covet what you may not have. Do not possess anything that can hinder you or rob you of freedom. It is strange that you do not commit yourself to me with your whole heart, together with all that you can desire or possess. Why are you consumed with foolish sorrow? Why are you wearied with unnecessary care? Be resigned to my will, and you will suffer no loss. If you seek this or that, if you wish to be in this place or that place, to have more ease and pleasure, you will never rest or be free from care, for some defect is found in everything, and everywhere someone will vex you. To obtain and multiply earthly goods, then, will not help you, but to despise them and root them out of your heart will aid. This, understand, is true not only of money and wealth, but also of ambition for honor and desire for empty praise, all of which will pass away with this world. The place matters little if the spirit of fervor is not there. Nor will peace be lasting if it is sought from the outside, if your heart has no true foundation, that is, if you are not founded in me. You may change, but you will not better yourself. For when occasion arises and is accepted, you will find that from which you fled, and worse. A prayer for cleansing the heart and obtaining heavenly wisdom. Strengthen me by the grace of your Holy Spirit, O God. Give me the power to be strengthened inwardly and to empty my heart of all vain care and anxiety, so that I may not be drawn away by many desires, whether for precious things or mean ones. Let me look upon everything as passing, and upon myself as soon to pass away with them, because there is nothing lasting under the sun, where all is vanity and affliction of spirit. How wise is he who thinks thus? Give me, Lord, heavenly wisdom, to learn above all else to seek and find you, to enjoy and love you more than anything, and to consider other things as they are, as your wisdom has ordered them. Grant me prudence to avoid the flatterer, and to bear patiently with him who disagrees with me. For it is great wisdom not to be moved by the sound of words, nor to give ear to the wicked flattering siren. Then I shall walk safely in the way I have begun. Chapter 28. Strength against slander. The voice of Christ. My child, do not take it to heart if some people think badly of you and say unpleasant things about you. You ought to think worse things of yourself, and to believe that no one is weaker than yourself. Moreover, if you walk in the Spirit, you will pay little heed to fleeting words. It is no small prudence to remain silent in evil times, to turn inwardly to me, and not to be disturbed by human opinions. Do not let your peace depend on the words of men. Their thinking well or badly of you does not make you different from what you are. Where are true peace and glory? Are they not in me? He who neither cares to please men nor fears to displease them will enjoy great peace, for all unrest and distraction of the senses arise out of disorderly love and vain fear. End of part 21.